Hey, this is Julie DeBrown. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
They injected you with tracers. Now your bones glow in the dark. Like the pleasure in a new eraser, we will meet you glowing in the park. Lighting up the hood so good. Cleaning up the lines so fine till you wear the paper through.
Was Veda Hilly with her song Tracers from the brand new album Beach Practice coming out, I believe, later this month. And I don't know if that, I think that's a bit of a curse to play that song for you, if only because ever since I heard that song, it's been stuck in my head and I can't get it out. I love it so much. Such a catchy tune. Produced by Nick Kurgovich. He and Veda Hilly have a long history of collaboration. He put out this spring an album of Veda Hilly covers last year, and featuring a video. There's a video for this as well by excellent local visual artist Jeffrey Farmer. And what a beautiful song. I really love it. For some reason, my daughter doesn't. She loves most pop music, but she keeps like busting me humming that song to myself. funny. Anyways, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And I've got a bunch of new music to play today. Going to play some new music by Texas artist Jana Horn, an artist from, I believe, Nanaimo, Broken Egg, some new Kitty Prozac, which is the debut release by Fanta Records, CITR's record label, and some new Horse Girl, some new Automatic, lots of great stuff. And we're going to kick off with a song I'm very excited to share with you. This is Kelarissa, the lead single from her new album. It's the title track, voice leading. And it's great. I know that this album has been in the works for a while, so I'm so excited that Larissa is now sharing it with us. And I look forward to playing it for you. So here we go. Here is Larissa from her new Mint album out. It's coming very soon. And this is the debut single, Voice Leading.
I was the shadow of a body that ignored me. I was also the source of light that produced that shadow. All that came back to me was a projection of myself.
come a little higher. I feel it, feel it, feel it.
right. That was Beach House from their new record, Once, Twice Melody, which they have been releasing in a drip, drip way over the last several months, which I am a sucker for. It worked. Whatever promotional strategy they had, I was thinking about the album. When's the next section going to come out? And that was the song Heavy. No, that was the song Hurts to Love, which was also released as a standalone single on Valentine's Day. Some very intriguing Beach House news. They were recently photographed on Polaroid film in studio by Ye, formerly known as Kanye West. Apparently, they're recording with him, which is a wild turn of events. I guess if Kanye can pull samples from Arthur Russell, and you know, there's lots of, he can find a way. And so him recording with Beach House is a very intriguing direction. All right. Before that, we heard Jane Inc. from Toronto with the song Contortionists. That's from the new album Faster Than I Can Take. Before that, we heard Doss from New York with her dance track Jumpin'. And at the top, we heard Calarissa with her dance track Voice Leading. Very good. Going to steer a little away from the pop tracks towards some more folkiness now. Big Thief, they recently put out their double album, Dragon New Warm Mountain, I believe. I think that's the full... It cut off here. The album title is so long, I couldn't fit it all. I Believe in You. Okay, that's what it is. And yeah, it's an epic. It's very long, and it has... I haven't fully processed the whole album yet, but the few songs that I've heard from it, I have really enjoyed. So we're going to hear a song, Heavy Bend. Here is Big Thief.
Its mother into sleep. Sister Mary, full of grace, please tell me what I've done to have been pulled up from my place. And the gate unlocks, and there before me stands a man who is so dark. He has black bullets in his hands, and he says, friend, my friend, do you remember me? And I said, you must be mistaken, sir. I came from Galilee. Why, yes, I know. And you have served me well. You have found the gates of Jordan, despite every kind of hell. Now, please, you must take this burden off of me. I will blow my trumpet, boy, and you'll bomb Galilee. But sir, I can't. That is my family. They are just as dark and troubled and burdened by belief. I can't be cut off from the shadow that was cast by my own feet. To thank God for his calling at the cost of Galilee. Then he grabbed my arm, said, take this trumpet here. You can play your town a song while I take them by the ear. This is the way of things you simply do not understand, and I can only show you grace, dear boy, if you will take my hand. So there I laid my body to rest, having reached the gates of Jordan, for the journey in itself I cannot want to wander any longer through this hell. To be left for dead in Jordan and be called Emmanuel.
There is a drinking water settlement for First Nations, and the claims process is now open. The settlement includes $1.8 billion in compensation to some individuals and First Nations subject to long-term drinking water advisories from November 1995 to June 2021, and $50 million for eligible individuals who suffered specific injuries due to these advisories. If you are a First Nations member impacted by a long-term drinking water advisory, you may be eligible for compensation. You will also have free access to legal advice and support while filling out your claim. This is the first drop in recognizing the communities impacted. For more information or to submit your claim, visit firstnationsdrinkingwater.ca.
The 21st edition of Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 5th to 15th, 2022. Committed to cultivating curiosity and critical thought, Doxa will present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. The hybrid in-person online festival will include both live and pre-recorded conversations with filmmakers, as well as some industry-specific events. Visit doxafestival.ca for more details.
When you tried to fall asleep on my chest, I sat up by the finish line. Have kept my promises and tried tried not to pry. Well, it takes two to tango, baby. The motto that my mother gave me. So each time you speak, make sure it's honest and kind. We went out like it was nothing. We can't go days without saying something. It doesn't matter. You can lie to me or see your eyes, they wonder. Oh, what's the matter? Yes, I love you, yes, I see you, it doesn't matter. Always waiting for the worst to happen, so I can leave without a question and loosen the bows that you tied up so nice. The choice I made for us both, baby. And though neither of us need saving, seeing you focus on me is such a surprise. We went out like it was nothing. Can't go days without saying something. It doesn't matter. You can lie to me, but no, your eyes make patterns on my face and on my chest. Oh, what's the matter? Yes, I love you. Yes, I see you. It doesn't matter. I felt it first, but now the cup is overflowing while I learn to read your vows.
Right, that was Nanaimo's Broken Egg, and that was the song Morning AM PM from Nanaimo. Did I say that? I can't remember. All right, before that, we heard Austin, Texas's Jana Horn, and that was the song Jordan from the new album Optimism. Speaking of Texas, at South by Southwest is happening again, and starting to see all the tweets and the endless promotional emails inviting me to parties I can't go to. I think a lot of people get those invites. But yeah, I hope if anyone locally is headed down there that it's a good, safe time. It was South by Southwest canceling 2 years ago that really was one of the things. It was like, oh, this COVID thing is going to be really bad. But who even, yeah, if only I knew how bad it would be. Yeah. Before that, we heard Big Thief with their song Heavy Bend. All right. Kitty Prozac is a local Vancouver artist, and they have a new album out entitled None Shall Be Afraid. And this is out on Fanta Records. It's a cassette release and a digital release, and it's very exciting. Fanta has been sort of in the works for a while, working behind the scenes to get something out there, and now Kitty Prozac is going to be the first. So that's excellent. So let's give a listen to the first song off that album. It's called Jesus Was a Trans Girl. Here is Kitty Prozac.
Trans girl, this I know, or the holy Bible. such long hair and a great big beard, and everyone around her thought that she was weird. Jesus was a communist, this I believe, because of the wisdom that I did receive. She was popping up bread everywhere she went, and people believed she was heaven sent. Far from it, maybe she was just really clever. Should be no surprise, she said, if you can't stop staring, better pluck out your eyes. Blessed are the peacemakers, she also said, 'cause if you live by the sword, you'll fucking wind up dead. Jesus loved degenerates, on this hill he'll die. All the trannies and queers were the apple of her eye. And to all of us she promised, now it won't be too long, until the last shall be first, and the weak shall be strong. And none shall be afraid. Thought you already knew that your Jesus was brown, yeah, your Jesus was a Jew. She hated imperialistic motherfuckers like you. She said a rich man couldn't get to heaven if he tried, might as well shove a camel through a needle's eye. And if he doesn't like that, he can give away all his shit, 'cause money doesn't matter when the world's gonna split. Jesus loves the people who were hated and seen as broken, and he would love them too if you believed a single word. Spoken. Spoken. Jesus was a trans girl, this I know, or the Holy Bible tells me so. She had such long hair and a great big beard, and everyone around her thought that she was weird. And Jesus loved degenerates, on this hill he'll die. All the trannies and queers were the apple of her eye. And to all that she promised, now it won't be too long, until the last shall be first, and the weak shall be strong. And none shall be afraid. And none shall.
1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
Unladylike Ho presents Bad Eggs, a film following the lives of Greek gods Persephone, Hades, and Eve, who have been plucked away from their myths and placed in the modern world. The film is available online from March 16th to 27th, with an in-person premiere on March 13th, 7 p.m. at the Norman Rothstein Theater. Be sure to be there!
Kicking at the corner.
All right, that was Kate LeBon from her new record. Yeah, there we go. From her new record entitled, what is it? Why can't I find this information? Pompeii, of course. Nothing ominous about that. What could go wrong in a lovely mountainside town like Pompeii? That was the song Dirt on the Bed. Pretty minor problem compared to what Pompeii went through. Yes, and before that, we heard Automatic from their forthcoming Stone Throws album, Excess. That was the song New Beginning. Before that, we heard Chicago's Horse Girl from their forthcoming record, their debut, Versions of Modern Performance. That was the song Anti-Glory. They're going to be touring with the band Dummy and coming through town in mid-July. So set your clock, set your calendar to that. They're going to be playing at the Wise Hall, which is pretty, very cool. And at the top, we heard Kitty Prozak from the album None Shall Be Afraid, out now on Fanta Records, even though it's a cassette. That was the song Jesus Was a Trans Girl. And that'll do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts, a bit of a belated International Women's Day program. So I tried to play all female or non-binary artists today, and it's not hard to do. There's so many talented artists that fit that description. So hope you liked it. I was away for a couple weeks, one on vacation and one preempted for Student Power Hour, 24-hour. So good to be back. Happy to be back on the radio. I will not be able to be in person next week, but I will pre-record and be with you that way. So we're going to close out with a song by the band Lucky. They put out their EP in spring of 2020. And this is from the EP, We'll Find the Time. This is the song, We'll Find the Time Somewhere. We'll Find Time Somewhere. And this goes out to my pal Eleanor, Thinking of You. And yeah. All right. Here is We'll Find Time Somewhere. Thanks for listening, everyone.